Right. Jackie, you want to talk a little bit about the asylum rule, asylum processing changes?
Sure. The asylum processing rule, which became effective, I think, May 31st. And these are the rules that apply to asylum seekers that are subjected to the ER processing. The new rule will put them in a system that will give them a CFI first, and then they'll go through the asylum office, essentially, before having a review by the immigration judge, and the CFI report will become their asylum application, will become the 589. The one downside to this is it will go lightning fast. I think it's 180 days. This is a whole asylum process is supposed to be completed, and there is, of course, a lot of concerns about representation, about legal representation for people in this process, because we all know that when someone is with CBP, ICE, the first concern of the officers is not to reach out to counsel so that people can be counseled. I was on a call yesterday with some stakeholders from EOIR, CBP, ICE, DHS in general, and ORR, I think, was on the call as well. And they were talking about utilizing the ROP program to orient people in this. They're starting the pilot program with only 8 cities, and maybe I'm wrong, let me count, 7 cities. And this the pilot program is going to start in San Francisco, so the San Francisco Asylum Office is the one that's going to be starting this, and they've already got off to a little bit of a bumpy start. The forms don't have, like, all the correct information, but this is all part of the process, and at least they're having stakeholders involved in developing this process, but some of the issues that have already come up have been, of course, representation. That is the big one. And definitely attorneys are concerned about the ability of people in this program to be able to reach out, especially if the CFI report is going to be the I-589. It is absolutely critical that they have some kind of legal orientation so that they know what a PSG is or they know what they're doing. Like, we've all seen these CFI reports. They're full of nonsense. You know, it's like, but this is, it's raw. It's very raw. It certainly isn't, I mean, what we would think should be enough for an asylum application. Nonetheless.
So to clarify, the CFI report serves as?
The 589.
The 589.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought I heard you say.
That's what I said. That's what I said.
Okay.
I mean, the benefit of this is supposed to be so that they're giving asylum seekers more than, at least asylum seekers in ER proceedings, another bite at the apple so that they don't only have to resort to 240 proceedings to make their asylum claims. They at least get a review before an asylum officer. Now, people who have positive CFIs, they will be processed for release. So that is good because they will be able to get representation at that point. But as we all know, a lot of damage can be done to a case, you know, at the CFI or, you know, at the CFI level. And we've been arguing in court, at least for years, the CFI really doesn't mean a whole lot because the person has not been had legal counsel, and they may still be disoriented. They still don't know they're not certainly not able to vocalize what their particular social group is. But we've all seen in the CFIs where they just said, "Are you a member of a particular social group?" with no further clarification. That's the way it is. And anyway, so the asylum processing rule is the. They call these streamlined hearings. That's going to be the review before a judge. So they need a positive CFI to move on to the asylum office. But after the asylum office, if the asylum office doesn't approve their asylum, then they go into streamlined removal proceedings before an immigration judge. But that whole review process up to the immigration judge is supposed to take 180 days. And let's see, do I have any other updates about how that program's... I mean, this is just barely getting rolled out. It's creating more more acronyms for me and Michelle to put in our Devil's Dictionary, like the AMI, that is the Asylum Merits Interview is going to be, that's what follows the CFI. Let's see. And